Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One thing I know from history is Hitler never worked the drive-thru at McDonald's. It's hard to call a guy Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini when he's handing out fries and wearing a McDonald's apron, which is why the media hates it so much, and they were seething over the weekend. Seething! Because Donald Trump won the weekend. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and we got a lot to chat about before the show's over tonight. I'll tell you, though, I really got to say, it was so brilliantly executed. So brilliantly executed by Donald Trump going to this McDonald's. It was perfect. He owned the weekend. He owned today. He owned the news cycle and everything. All of it. And everybody keeps going, well, it was staged. Hey, listen, every political event is staged. What are you going to have? The former president, who's a presidential protectee, who had two assassination attempts, just literally walk into a McDonald's and just start working there? I mean, I don't understand the complaint of the left here. Like, well, this was a staged, organized political event. Yes. Right. Like every other political event. He can't just walk into a random McDonald's and walk behind the counter and just start serving French fries. Obviously, this is a political event. Obviously, it's theater. But who cares? He's leaning out the drive-thru, waving at people. He's handing them bags of fries and McDonald's food. As the media so badly wants to paint this guy as Adolf Hitler. Oh, and MSNBC was losing their mind. And CBS, they couldn't take it.
Former President Donald Trump on offense last night in Battleground, Pennsylvania, visiting a Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Thank you very much.
It capped off a day of campaign stops.
And I've always wanted to work at McDonald's.
That included a visit to a McDonald's, closed just for him, where he tried scoring political points. After claiming without any evidence that Vice President Harris didn't once work at the fast food chain while in college.
Never worked at McDonald's.
She says she did. He leaned through the drive-through window to take reporter questions. Wouldn't say if he supports boosting the minimum wage.
He spent part of the weekend, this is a little bit unusual, unexpected, at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania where he put on an apron, you can see there, and also worked the fry machine for a little while. Now, you might think there's some just everyday normal McDonald's customers there in line, but no, the people at the drive-through, we are told, were all kind of pre-screened supporters. Meanwhile, yeah, there's a pre-screened supporter right there, very happy to get fries from the former president.
Wait a minute, I spilled some.
Briefly working the fry cooker at a McDonald's outside Philadelphia, passing drive-through orders to customers pre-screened by his campaign. The former president greeting voters.
I made it myself.
But also using the backdrop to claim, without evidence, that Harris isn't being truthful about her time working at a McDonald's while a college student.
She talked about the heat, it was so tough. She never worked at McDonald's.
Spent part of the weekend, this is a little bit unusual, unexpected, at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, where he put on an apron, you can see there, and also
it's a little montage of all the outrage, but you see the same theme. It was staged. They were supporters. The people who were there were supporters of Donald Trump. He didn't just randomly walk into a McDonald's and just go behind the counter and just randomly start making French fries and giving them to random people. The whole thing was staged and scripted to protect his life and ensure that nobody going through the drive-thru counter was going to kill him. How dare they? I mean, what do these people expect? That the former president, possibly the next president of the United States of America, who has the same presidential security, we're told, as the current president of the United States, although we know that that's not true because he doesn't have the military aspect, is literally going to sit hanging out of the drive-thru window giving random strangers food, knowing that one of those random strangers could kill him? Of course it's going to be a pre-screened event. But they're just so angry. Trump stole the day. He dominated the day. He looked friendly. He looked relaxed. He looked happy. People who were there looked happy. They looked happy and friendly and relaxed. And the media hates it because the caricature of him is that he's Hitler. He's Stalin. He's Mussolini. And Mussolini doesn't serve fries through a drive-thru. Okay? Keep going with this.
The fry machine for a little while. Now, you might think there's some just everyday normal McDonald's customers there in line, but no, the people at the drive-thru, we are told, were all kind of pre-screened supporters. Meanwhile, yeah, there's a pre-screened supporter right there, very happy to get fries from the former president.
Not a pre-screened supporter? Oh my gosh! Not a pre-screened supporter, as opposed to a random guy who may just kill him. Which is maybe what the left was actually really hoping would have happened here. And Trump was having a great time, and that's the part about it. He's having a great time. He's hanging out the drive-through window. He's just having a blast with people. And then they couldn't stand it. Like, people came up and thanked him for being there.
But I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
Look at that. Mr. President. Look at that. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Nice to see you.
You made it possible for ordinary people like us to meet.
You're not ordinary.
I mean, thank you so much.
You are not ordinary. I can see.
We pray for you. And you are the type of person we want to be the president.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
nice. For taking the bullet for.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I took a bullet. That's right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
When you think about it, I guess that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job.
I could do this all day. And you can tell he's having a great time. He's having a blast. And people are happy that he's there, but they're pre-screen supporters. No. No. He also talked to some reporters from Fox 29 through the drive-thru as well.
It's a great franchise. It's a great company. And they've been very, very nice. And come on, you know, if you look at really what's happening, look at the crowd over there. Look how happy everybody is.
They're happy, exactly. They're happy, and he's happy, and everybody's having fun. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it. Oh.
Here you go. Go have this. There's plenty of them in there for you, okay?
Thanks.
You want to move them back? Here, here you go.
What do you think this will move the needle for you in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I'm doing very well. We're leading by quite a bit. She has no fracking. She's never, she's going to have no fracking.
Here you go.
She's going to have no fracking. It's true. It's the thing is that it shows him how incredibly he's just a human being, and they can't stand that. MSNBC in particular. Oh, man, were they so upset by this. I mean, losing their friggin'
if
minds.
If you're on his campaign, and I know you are certainly not, I'm not making any implication of that, but what is the logic behind this, going to a McDonald's? I mean, we know the guy likes Big Macs and Filet-O-Fish, and he's used the word love to describe the way he feels about the food there before. But what's this about?
First of all, listen to just how judgmental the MSNBC people are about McDonald's in general. So, you know, I was saying how I put a video out the other day that Donald Trump will protect the cheeseburger because he loves McDonald's. There are people in this country who go to McDonald's. They're working class people. And sometimes that's even their big night out with their family because it's expensive to take a whole family there and get Happy Meals and everything else. And the disdain the MSNBC people have over this. McDonald's with all those chemicals and additives and preservatives. McDonald's. And he loves the McDonald's. And they mock the menu and they belittle the menu. It's all part of the same looking down on you and mocking you and belittling you. I mean, McDonald's is, it's not my favorite burger chain, but I'll tell you one thing. When you're traveling with kids, you know it's going to be consistent. You know that it's going to be fast and like it's, you know what I mean? It's not my first favorite burger chain. Trump loves it, and they hate that because it makes him human. And working at the McDonald's makes him human. And that's why he did it. And yes, he's mocking Kamala Harris because she's so elitist and out of touch. But also, if the narrative is constantly the guy's a threat to democracy, it doesn't look like a threat to democracy when he's handing out fries like the Hamburglar or Mayor McCheese. Which, by the way, I tweeted out yesterday that the left is now saying that the Golden Arches is a symbol of white supremacy. And Mayor McCheese is a threat to democracy. And the Hamburglar is a victim of the white supremacist Big Mac cop who needs to be defunded. And McDonald's itself is a system of fast food colonial imperialism. All right, keep going with the MSNBC wine session.
There's no logic to it. It's a stunt. He has not put forth an economic agenda. He, as you know, appears to be not well. And he's engaged in some really bizarre types of activities during this campaign. So this is just another one of those stunts that he will continue on through the campaign. And I think that we need to really focus on making sure that he is not elected, of course, because he is a threat to our democracy, but also...
Obviously. Do you see the way he dropped that fryer? Do you see the way he drops that fryer into the grease? That man is a threat to democracy. Only a madman, would drop the fry thingy into the grease in the manner in which he did. Not since Mussolini himself have I seen a man drop fries into grease in such a manner.
The Harris loss agenda is about the economy, reducing the cost of living, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, reducing the cost of housing, and making life better for everyone. And that's what we have to focus on and make sure we get every voter to the polls and make sure that the voters vote for the free future, not taking the country backwards, as you see what Donald Trump continues to try to do. So I'm urging and encouraging everyone to get to the polls and vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be their next president and vice president.
You know, Donald Trump,
it's glorious. It really is. It's glorious. He's just learning how to cook fries at McDonald's, and they just cannot. They can't freaking handle it. They cannot handle it because he's a threat to democracy. Here's a guy who works there, making minimum wage, telling the former and future president how to work the fryer.
Jojo, you're an expert at this, huh? Let's go.
Okay, President Trump, so for our first order that's going out the window, we're going to need 3 medium fries. So would you like to add, put the medium fries in the bag?
I think so, yeah. So we'll do that.
Great, so we're going to start.
Because you know who's taking these, right? Mine. Do they ever ask for more salt?
Sometimes.
Supposing we want some extra salt, can we just go like that?
We will give them salt packets.
What's the salt packet? I love salt. Wait a minute, I spilled something. I'm very superstitious.
So he's throwing it over his shoulder, which, by the way, I do all the time, too. I do the same thing. I throw the salt over my shoulder. If you spill salt, you have to do that. It's an Italian thing. I didn't realize Trump did it, too. It's definitely an Italian thing. No doubt about it. You have to do 100%. Trust me on this. You spill salt, throw it over your shoulder. He's talking to this young black woman. She's smiling. She's laughing. This is something she'll remember for the rest of her life. And I'll bet you she's going to vote for him. I don't know for sure, but... I'm a betting man.
It's over the left shoulder now. Let's go.
All right. Yep. So we will start from this side.
Yeah,
man.
Fine. I put him in standing up, right?
Correct.
Jojo, you're an expert at this, huh?
Yes.
How long have you done this? How long have you been here?
I've been working with Donald 10 plus.
All different jobs. Is she doing a good job?
That's an excellent job.
She better, right?
That's an excellent job.
She's beautiful. Let's go. All
right. How dare he question if this black woman was doing a good job? And how dare he say she's beautiful, this monster? How dare he throw salt over his shoulder? That superstitious monster summoning up third world dictator democracy demons.
How many would you put in a bag like this? Like six? You could? Six
no,
mediums?
Five is fine.
Five?
I would pick the most. First order, get 3 medium fries, and they waiting for you.
Okay, very good. Let's go. Oh, I see. Now I'm going to see that. Oh, that's your customer. Oh,
right.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, let's go.
And then he goes over and he opens up the window and he starts talking to the customers. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Look, yes, it's brilliant trolling on the fact that Kamala Harris can't prove she worked there. And he said, you know, I've worked here for 15 minutes now. It's longer than Kamala Harris ever worked at McDonald's. Great. But it shows the humanity of the guy. It shows that he's fun. It shows that he's a normal guy at a time when the media is portraying him as a monster and trying to make people terrified of this guy. Truth is, you watch all this and you go, he's really not that bad, is he? Unless you have true Trump derangement syndrome, and this is why this is why it's so brilliant. Unless you have true Trump derangement syndrome where you can't fathom his existence, it's just, you know, nauseating to you. If you're on the fence about him, but you know that he's better on the economy, but you hear what everybody says about him constantly all the time, you watch this, you see him at McDonald's and you go, he's not that bad, is he? He's not that bad. And I know the economy is going to be better under him. I know the country is going to be safer under him. I know the border is going to be more secure under him. He's not that bad. So Like, maybe the whole threat to democracy thing might be a little bit overplayed by the left. Maybe just a tad. Maybe they're going a little too far with this stuff. Because it doesn't seem like a guy who's questioning whether or not to put extra salt on there is really the guy who's going to destroy democracy as we know it and take over the world. I love salt. I love salt. I do too, actually, but it can get a little, you know, you can always do too salty. You know what I mean? You can do a little, I'm sure there'll be some commentator at some point who'll be like, you know, Trump was even trying to suggest that he knows better than McDonald's how much salt you should put on something. He was probably suggesting that he can do it better because he's such a megalomaniac. I mean, really, really, truly, like, it's the derangement. Oh, man, this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and mark your calendar for his Veterans Open House and free community shredding event, which is coming up on Saturday, November 9th. Saturday, November 9th. Mark your calendar today. All right, coming up, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, issues a stark warning. What is that all about? And another stark warning is issued by Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice. What's that all about, too? We'll continue along here in our fourth and final hour on a busy Monday, 2 weeks to go until Election Day. And don't forget, today's the deadline in Pennsylvania, so get going here. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Governor Josh Shapiro is calling for more retaliatory lawfare against Elon Musk. Well, the left can't stop with this now, can they? No, they can't. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. They hate Elon Musk. They do. I was joking on Saturday night when I was on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla that the left is going to hate McDonald's now, just like they hate Elon Musk and Tesla. And the left will probably start boycotting McDonald's because of Trump working there. They hate Elon Musk. They want Elon Musk to go to prison for the crime of allowing freedom of speech on a social media platform because Democrats want to control all these things and they don't like the idea of people having freedom of speech. It's just that simple. They don't like it. Now, I've said in the past that I think that if Kamala Harris had picked Josh Shapiro, she'd be in a better shape in terms of potentially winning Pennsylvania. I don't think Josh Shapiro is a good governor. I am not a fan. I think that he betrayed people with his stance on school choice. I think he let a lot of people down who thought that he could be much more appealing to moderate voters, but he has turned into be just a typical Democrat with ambitions for himself. And he scares me with his tyranny and what he wants to do. And here's an example of that.
Let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. I don't, obviously, we have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
So you think it might not be legal, yes or no?
I think it's something that law enforcement could take a look at. I'm not the attorney general anymore of Pennsylvania. I'm the governor, but it does raise some serious questions.
All right. Well, I have to end the interview by saying from one Pennsylvanian to another, go Birds. We'll be watching the game.
Okay, that's fine, Kristen. That's fine. Go Birds. And we won. It was a great game yesterday against the Giants. But I think what you're doing is you're letting him off the hook. Because you could push back and say, we know you're not the attorney general, but you were the attorney general. What would Elon Musk be doing illegal here by offering people a chance to win $1 million? What would be illegal about? What would the crime be? What would the crime? It's very simple. What would the crime be? I mean, because Shapiro just completely dodged that question. It's like, well, I mean, I think the dark money in politics. Remember, how is it dark money? It's his money. We know where the money is. The term dark money implies when it comes from groups you don't know who the groups are. That's what the term dark money comes from. We know it's Elon Musk's money. So how is it dark? That's number one. Number two, why doesn't the guy have a right to give it away? So now the left doesn't like when people give away money? When rich people want to give their money away to people, now the left has a problem with that? I don't understand. 5 minutes ago, they're screaming that the rich don't pay their fair share. See, what it is they only want the money to go to the government so that the government can redistribute it. If you give it out like Robin Hood in some sort of a way to people, well, then it could be illegal. And he just dodges the question. She asks him again. She goes, is this potentially illegal? I think it's something law enforcement has to take a look at. What? It's his money. The guy earned it fairly. He has a right to do what he wants with it. And if he wants to give it away to people, why can't he? Now, look, if you get $1 million from Elon Musk, I'm sure there's probably going to be tax consequences. So, and if you don't pay those taxes, I imagine there'd be legal consequences for you. But, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking about how Trump's at McDonald's, right? And Harris is on the campaign trail with Liz Cheney. So it's like the warmonger Liz Cheney is on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris. And Trump, the guy who's a threat to democracy, is working the freaking French fry counter. And tell me that we do not live in the most bizarre time ever. And the media gushes over the fact that Cheney is hitting the campaign trail. The daughter of the guy who was all in on attacking a country that never attacked us on 9/11. And the media is all in on what it means that Liz Cheney is on the campaign trail for Kamala Harris. I think it shows you in every single one. I'm sorry, I'm playing with these little collar stay thingies I got here. I got to put away. I think it just shows you how their Trump derangement syndrome. As long as you're against Trump, it doesn't matter. You could be the most vile warmonger in the world. Fine. Just be against Trump and you're good. That's it. Just be against Trump and you're okay with us. How did Shapiro respond to that? Did he say go birds and go Steelers?
Or? Say,
go birds. All right, Kristen. Thank you.
Governor Shapiro, thank you so much for joining the program. We really appreciate it.
How come not go Steelers? They both played yesterday, Gov. What was the deal? That was in front of us from yesterday. Oh, I know why. Because the Steelers had Trump there. That's why. Oh, right. That's why. So since Trump was going to the Steelers game, they didn't want to talk about it. I get it. No, now I get it. That makes perfect sense to me. I get it. That makes perfect sense. Shapiro also said that she's distancing herself from Biden. I think Shapiro is distancing himself from Kamala Harris. And I've said this before. You know, I said this the other day on Jimmy's show again on Saturday night. I think he wants, just like Biden wants Kamala Harris to win, I think Josh Shapiro, or Biden does not want Kamala Harris to win. I mean, Josh Shapiro doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. He wants to run for president in 4 years. That's what he wants. He doesn't want her to win. Stop it, you silly kids, you. Come on. He wants to be the guy in 4 years, Barack Obama, screaming down on high with his phony voice, I have seen what we can do in Pennsylvania. His Southern Baptist fake Obama accent.
Welcome back. And joining me now is Democratic Governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Governor Shapiro, welcome to Meet the Press.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
It is so great to have you. Let's start off. Our latest NBC News poll shows that more voters are concerned that Vice President Harris will continue Joe Biden's approach than Donald Trump will continue his approach from his first term. My colleague Peter Alexander asked the vice president if she would have done anything differently than President Biden. Take a look at that exchange.
Going forward, there is no question that I bring my own experiences and my own life experiences.
Is there a policy that stands out to you in particular, either?
Sure. I mean, my approach to what we need to do around Medicare covering home health care, born out of my experience of taking care of my mother. My priority on housing, one, because I know what it means, affordable housing and the ability to buy a home.
Those are not answers of what you would do different from Joe Biden. Do you realize that? Have you ever met a candidate in your life 2 weeks before the election who's supposed to be the change candidate who literally cannot name one thing she would do different? Not like what my priority would be. Well, I'm really going to put priority in home health care. Well, that's gonna get everybody rushing to the poll, to the election. But oh my gosh, not that! Whoa, the worst candidate ever. And Shapiro knows this too, and he's glad that she's so bad.
Governor, given how unpopular polls show President Biden is, has Vice President Harris done enough to distance herself from President Biden?
You know, Kristen, I think what is clear is this is a race, not between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And on that, there are clear contrasts. Kamala Harris wants to cut taxes for the middle class and small businesses. Donald Trump's tariffs and his economic policies would raise costs for middle class families. I think Kamala Harris has a strong and competent approach to foreign policy to try and calm tensions overseas. Donald Trump just wants to throw a grenade and everything and create more chaos and more suffering across the globe. I think you have a clear contrast on freedom between those two candidates.
More chaos? Dude, how can we have any more chaos around the world right now? We are literally watching right now the potential for World War III. The potential for World War III happening right now. How on earth do you get more chaos than the chaos we have at this moment in time right now in the United States of America and the world and the freaking world? Explain that to me. I'd really like to know. I'd like to know. I'm just, come on. Come on. Stop it already. Stop it. I love what Laura Trump said this morning on the Breakfast Link about it was a coup against Joe Biden. And it absolutely was a coup against Joe Biden. 100%. No doubt about that. And that was the funniest part of what they said, what Jim Gaffigan said the other night at the Al Smith dinner. 100% a coup. It was great.
Well, he was friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you look back at Donald Trump's history, you know, he last night we were at the Al Smith dinner and mm-hmm. he was right there next to Chuck Schumer. And he said to Chuck Schumer, who's obviously a Democrat senator, he said, I gave Chuck his first check ever when he was running for like assemblyman or something. So, yeah,
that's why Chuck was laughing so hard. Remember we asked why Chuck was laughing so hard? Chuck was laughing, boy.
I don't be liking the optics of that. Only reason I say I don't like the optics of that is because when you hear people like Chuck Schumer say things like, Trump is a threat to democracy, but then you're sitting next to him yucking it up. Why would you be yucking it up with somebody who you consider a threat to democracy?
Well, you have to ask yourself that question, don't you? Maybe it's all scare tactics. Maybe it's a lot of fear mongering, Charlemagne. What I can tell you is I know Donald Trump. I have known him for 16 years.
Isn't that something? I mean, what Charlemagne the God just said? How come you're sitting there yucking it up with somebody that you say is a threat to democracy? Great, 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 great point. Great point. And again, threats to democracy, don't put extra salt on fries. I'm just saying. I'm waiting for the media to lose their minds about that, right? That's his plan to kill America. He's going to give them so much sodium, their blood pressure is going to spike and they're all going to have strokes. That's his plan. He'll force the left to eat more salt.
And Chuck Schumer's known him a lot longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows full well he's not a threat to democracy. And you don't even have to take my word for it. Look at what he did when he was in the White House. Like, there was never any threat to democracy when he was in the White House.
Well, that was an attempted coup of the country.
Well, that you can argue that a lot of different ways. Peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard is not an attempted coup. What was a coup was when they replaced Joe Biden with Kamala Harris, who was not elected by anyone to run for president. There are 14 million people who voted for Joe Biden to be the nominee for the Democrat Party. And if you want to talk about a real threat to democracy, I would argue that.
I would agree, by the way. I would 100% agree with Laura Trump on that. That is the true threat to democracy. No question about it. No question about it. That is the true threat to democracy. And they just shove the guy aside and then they turn around and they go, all right, now you're in. Now you're in. And you know, the biggest thing, too, that really resonates with people is when Trump says, like what he said today, is he was touring North Carolina and the hurricane relief. And there's also another video I posted to Instagram over the weekend as well. We got to stop sending money overseas. People have had it.
Carolina will stop throwing our money overseas, and we're going to let our country benefit. We're going to put America first. It's time we put America first. We've been helping countries for 50 years. We've been helping them for 50 years, never stops. And when we need help from them, they're not there. So that's the way it is. But it's vital that we not let this hurricane that is taking.
And we have to stop sending our money overseas. I agree 100%. It is crucial that we got to stop doing this. And I think it's a message that's resonating with people. I really do. It's a message that's resonating with people. This message, however, is not.
I'll tell you, and I know this is a controversial topic for many of us. I love Gen Z. Because we have Gen Zs in our lives. We have kids who are Gen Zs. It can be complicated, I know. I love Gen Z.
I love Gen Z. I love Venn diagrams. I love Gen Z. Man, you're a wacko. I'm sorry, but you are a wacko. A wacko. And Kamala also hates the fact that Trump has a sense of humor.
In many, many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of him being president of the United States are brutally serious. There are things that he says that will be the subject of skits and laughter and jokes.
Skits and laughter and jokes. Skits and laughter and jokes, oh my. Skits and laughter of jokes, oh my. As she sits there with Liz Cheney. As she sits there with Liz Cheney. Like, give me a break. Give me a break. Oh, man. Unbelievable. And then Kamala Harris, who put away 1,900 black guys in California, black people in California for victimless pot crimes. What she said about justice.
Would weaponize our Department of Justice. Mm. One of the principles of our democracy is that we say we have a justice system that is blind, that is not punitive against one's enemies. They are watching.
Have you not paid attention to the fact that your Justice Department is going after Donald Trump in two different federal cases right now? Have you not? Did you not? Are you not? Nobody gave you the memo on that? Is that it? Is that it? You didn't? Nobody gave you the memo? Okay. She began her her therapy session with Liz Cheney today with a nice giant word salad. This word salad was not tossed.
I counted that I have taken.
I'm sorry, it was not pre-washed. The word salad was not pre-washed.
Six times. And for the elected leaders here, we know it is an oath that one must take sincerely and unequivocally, which is an oath, among other things, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and to understand what those principles represent and what they require of the individual who holds the office in the public trust. And let's not undervalue that point as well.
When you're tossing a word salad, please pre-wash your word salad. Please pre-wash the greens so that you don't have to worry about the greens giving you E. coli or anything like this. All right. It's very, very important that you do that. All right. Because otherwise what's going to happen is you're going to get something sick. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you could get really, really sick. Anyway, all right, we got a lot more to talk about. Tampon Tim goes on The View today. That's right. Goes on The View to try to win over male voters, I guess. All right, we're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
2 weeks to go. Where do the polls stand right now with 2 weeks to go? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. Where do the polls stand? Well, Trump is up in every single swing state poll. Nate Silver gives him the chance. The odds are with him. And here's something else. For the first time ever, according to thehill.com, with their averages, they now give Trump the advantage as well. The Trump-Harris forecast has shifted with The Hill. Now, The Hill is a very, very centrist site. The new model, Trump has a 52% chance of winning the White House with Harris with a 48% chance. This has been a big shift since August. 538 gives Trump a 53% chance of winning and Harris a 47% chance. Real Clear Politics polling average, which is national, so I don't really pay much time mind to it, is Harris leading Trump by one. Pollster Nate Silver favors Trump, giving him a 50.2% chance to Harris's 49.5% chance. But let's do what we do. Let's look at the Real Clear Politics of average on this day, and let's look at the swing state polls, because that's what matters to me, not these stupid national polls. I've told you before, the national polls mean nothing. Pennsylvania versus Trump. You have Trump up 0.8. But let's think about where we were, all right? Let's think about where we were on this day back then, because I think that if you really want to get a sense of this election and the idea that Trump voters are being undercounted, okay? And that is the question. Are they being undercounted? And can we look at the history of this and say, is that a thing? Well, looking at Pennsylvania right now, Trump is up 3 according to Trafalgar. He's up 3 according to Atlas Intel. And these are the new polls that just came out. Trafalgar, being the most accurate, now has Trump up by 3 in Pennsylvania, 46 to 43. And I think that matters. I think that matters in a big, big way. And when you look into this poll, too, and Trafalgar does an excellent job of all this. On this day in history, though, October 21st, 2020, Biden was up 4.9. Clinton was up 6.2. Trafalgar Group now has Trump up 3, Atlas International up 3, Rasmussen Reports up 3, New York Times Siena College poll has Harris up by 3. These are the most recent polls. I mean, so basically two observations here. As we're getting closer, Trump's lead is becoming more consistent across the polls. We know where Biden was. We know where Hillary Clinton was. And it's looking more and more like, when you look at these various polls, that the tide has shifted to Trump in places like Michigan as well. On this day in 2016, Clinton was up by 12 in Michigan. Trump won Michigan. On this day in 2020, Biden was up 7.8 in Michigan. Right now, Atlas Intel has Trump up 3. Mitchell Reports has Trump up 1. Quinnipiac has Trump up 4. On this day in Arizona, October 21st, 2016, Clinton was up 1.5. October 21st, 2020, Biden was up 3.2. According to Trafalgar's latest, Trump is up 2. So you can look at it this way. You can say it's either that this is a race that is so incredibly tight, so incredibly too close to call, or you can look at it and say that Trump is doing better and the polls still don't reflect that. Either way, here's what I know. Today is the deadline to register to vote in Pennsylvania. This is it. There's no same-day voter registration. This is it. As we talked to Scott Pressler about Pressler. Long show, sorry. We're almost to the end of it. Scott Pressler about earlier in the show today. This is it. This is the day. And it's going to come down to turnout. Turnout's going to be everything. No question about it. I think we know Trump voters are more enthusiastic. When I read the opposition pieces, because I don't just stay in an echo chamber, I think it's important not to. I was reading a guy named Mark McKinnon the other day. Mark McKinnon is a Trump-hating guy. This smart guy, though, smart pollster. He thinks that Harris is going to win. His argument is that there's the silent Harris voters this time versus the silent Trump voters. And his analysis is that it's going to be women, and they're not really making a big deal about it. They don't particularly love her, but they're going to vote for her. And his theory is that the abortion issue is going to be what drives them, and that ultimately Kamala Harris is going to win, and he thinks Kamala Harris is going to win big. Now, I read his piece. I think there's certain things in there to take seriously. Could the polls be undercounting women voters who are working either from home or from the office? They're not answering polls and they're not engaged in this. And the polls are not acknowledging that the abortion issue is a bigger deal than people think. I don't think it is. I think it's the economy trumps it. I really do. But in terms of turnout, He also mentioned that the Democrats are paying people to go and get voters out, whereas Republicans are relying mostly on volunteers. I don't know if that's true or not. I know that there's a ton of volunteer groups that are engaged in getting Republican voters out. But the Democrats do have a ton of cash. Kamala Harris has raised a ton of cash. She still has a ton of cash on hand. If they're using that for the ground game to get out the vote, you got to be very mindful of that, too. So bottom line is this, before I turn it over to Jimmy Fallon and Fox Across America, and please go back if you missed the show from Saturday night, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. We had a great time. It was a blast. Please go and watch it. I would appreciate it very much. Thank you. Get those ratings up so I get asked back. You know what I'm saying? And have a great rest of your night. Register to vote if you haven't done so. Please, you're running out of time. Do it now. Do it. Get it done. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.